Dustin, how do you kind of sum up the year that was for the hockey club when you look at it today?
We took a lot of steps, you know, just from, you know, where we started, you know, where these young kids were at the beginning and where they are now. And I think that's, you know, one of the things we get to look at and, I guess, build off for next year.
There's a lot of talk about the captaincy moving forward. Just your thoughts on the options that are inside the room and how do you think that's going to play out?
That's, you know, we have a little bit of say around there, what, you know, what it's going to be. And but for the most part, it's, you know, Paul and Chevy deciding, you know, who they think, you know, deserves to wear it.
How do you feel about the idea of getting even younger next year?
Oh, it should be good. It should be fun, exciting, and, you know, we'll have to wait till September to find out.
How was your year when you look at it? You know, you had to log a lot of minutes with a lot of injuries, especially down the stretch.
It was, you know, for the most part, I think my, you know, my game, you know, took a change and, you know, really established myself as a better defenseman and, you know, still had a pretty productive year points-wise and just went pretty good.
You made a big commitment to this team. What do you tell fans who were, you know, disappointed?
I guess, you know, no one wants to lose around here. It's just one of those years and one of those things that you just, we have to stick together. The hardest thing is what goes on in the locker room. That's the hardest thing is to, you know, keep all that together and, you know, keep these boys, like, driving every day. And, you know, it didn't matter if it was the last game or the game before. Like, we never quit. We worked our bags off all year, and that's, you know, one of those things that, you know, we can be proud of as a team that, you know, we didn't get blown out too many times this year. So that's, I guess that's a positive.
How much is the World Cup going to occupy your mind this summer?
Guess I'm going to have to start training a little earlier. That's for sure. You know, that's, you know, one of those things that, you know, I'm excited to do it. It's, I've never done, you know, any U.S. things in my life, and, you know, one thing, I'm excited to do it.
What would success there mean to you? You've already got a cup under your belt.
I guess, you know, walking onto this ground over here and taking it from you guys, it wouldn't be a bad idea. Let's just say that. Just getting to know, you know, all those guys better and the opportunity just to play against some of the best and, you know, some of these younger kids on our team even get a shot to even go and maybe put those into the boards a couple times. Would be a bad idea, but it's just, you know, one of those things that, you know, glad it's back and we can, you know, all enjoy it and look forward to it.
What are your immediate plans?
Just hang out and I guess be a family guy now. I think my wife is going to be pretty happy with that one.
Is your best hockey ahead of you or behind you?
Probably be on the wrong by saying it's behind me, but I hope it's ahead of me. And I think it is. I'm just getting into, you know, what I think is, you know, really working for me, and we'll see.
That's what type of characteristics would you like to see the next captain of this team have? Do you think you guys need a really outspoken guy? What sort of things would you like to see?
I mean, any guy that you get, that gets you know, put the C on. It's he's got it for a reason, and you know, for those guys, it's kind of, you don't necessarily have to be outspoken at all, but some way you got to learn how, you got to drive that room. You got to, the boys got to follow you, and you know, we got a few of those guys in around the room that, you know, whoever it is, we'll be all right.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.